producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Susanna, who is a relatively recent bride. She's been married for a year and a half. And her husband came home from... Was this an accident? You said he came home and he'd run into his ex-wife accidentally or on purpose?
It was accidentally. It was totally accidentally.
Okay. Do they have kids together?
They do. They have one. They have a 23-year-old son.
Okay. All right. So when you said he came home just full of himself, but you don't think they slept together. So what do you know the basis of his good mood?
It was the first time that they had actually had a conversation where it was just the two of them.
Uh-huh.
In probably a few years, we will see her at, like, the grandkids' parties and things like that. But it was the first time, I think, that he really was able to have a conversation one-on-one with her, and he felt good about it, and
yeah.
It was nice to see her. And
so where's the problem,
yeah.
though?
Well, I guess the problem is our marriage isn't that great. We're just not having as much fun or intimacy as we both feel that we should have
okay.
after a year and a half into this. And when he came home and he told me, you know, that he ran into her and all was great, stupid me, I said, well, wow, okay, that's cool. If she wanted you back after all these years, would you? And he said, yeah, you know, I don't know. And
oh,
I just
dear.
Went, oh, my gosh.
That was
gosh.
A stupid question for you to ask.
I know.
And a stupid way for him to answer. All right, well,
yeah.
look.
So how do I deal with that?
Okay, got it. Well, first of all, it would seem to me that, look, he told you, and it's kind of probably hard to go back, he told you that for one of two reasons. And, you know, at this moment, I don't know which they are. He either told you that to say, well, I guess one of three reasons. He either told you that because he loves you and he trusts you and he was really happy and he really wanted to share something with you, which is a good sign. The second possibility is he told you that because he loves you, but he was really saying, see other, you know, my wife thinks I'm terrific as well. So he was saying, I'm not such a bad guy and you should know I'm not such a bad guy. And, you know, I want to work on this marriage. I guess the third possibility, which is the one that you reacted to, is, look, baby cakes, there's somebody waiting in the wings if we can't get this done. But, I mean, look, realistically, if he wanted out of this marriage, he didn't have to tell you anything about his ex-wife. All he had to do was pick a fight with you or just come home and say, look, this isn't working. I'm out of here. I want a trial separation. So I think you're, you know, and he may not know what his motives are either. And I'm not distrusting the fact that you had some little antennae here. I think probably all three of us would argue at this moment that it wasn't probably the best way to handle it, but that's done, so let's not worry about that. The question is, what do you do at this moment? So the first question is, do you want this marriage? Do you want this man?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think? Do you think he wants you? Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. All right. So that would tend to, I believe you, because this is probably one of the lousier days that you've had of looking at your marriage, and you're still saying, look, I love him and he loves me. So this is a good thing, which means that presumably the reason he told you was one of the first two, not the last one.
I think one and two combined.
Yeah. Okay. Good enough. So that should give you some additional kind of not so much beating you up about the head and ears of saying, boy, that was a stupid thing to say. Although that's not a bad way to start off the conversation because you'll have his undiluted attention at that moment because he's probably feeling somewhat guilty at this moment. He's feeling ambivalent. So saying to him, look, It was a really stupid thing for me to do. I'm delighted that the two of you worked things out. And now, you know, now let's do the really hard stuff of instead of working on an old relationship, let's work on us. All right, so what do we think, how long did the two of you know each other before you got married?
This is a crazy story. We actually were together 25 years ago. We dated, we lived together, and after he and I broke up, he met his ex-wife.
Okay. So that doesn't really answer the question.
We ran into each other. Okay.
All right. How when you ran into each other on stage two.
The second time. Yeah.
Yeah. How long did you know each other before you got married?
Just under a year. Maybe just over a year. Gosh, just under a year, just over a year.
Did the two of you live in the same city during that time?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think the cause of the current disconnect is?
We're not as intimate as we need to be, and I know that's an issue for both of us, more for him than me. We've had a lot go on in the last couple years, and
so when you say intimate, are we talking about sex? Or are we talking about talking?
Yeah, we talk pretty well. We communicate for the most part. I would say pretty well. He would like to be closer on all levels, and so would I.
If both of you would like to have more sex, why are you not having more sex?
You know, he said something to me last night. He said, I don't want to just have sex with you. I want to make love to you, and I don't feel that right now.
And so. He doesn't feel that because he doesn't feel loving toward you, or he doesn't feel you're responding? What does that mean? Do you know?
Not exactly, but I know he's commented about that he doesn't see a lot of response from me.
Well, that seems very straightforward. He feels that you're tolerating him as opposed to welcoming him.
So how do I change that?
Well, first of all, what's the problem about your sex life as far as you're concerned?
I had some menopausal issues, and I've gotten those resolved. So it intercourse was hurting, and okay. he was like, I can't do this. You know, it hurts you. And
all right. So has that been resolved?
Yes.
Okay. How recently?
Within the last few months.
Okay. How often have you had sex within the last few months?
Gosh, once.
Okay. Here's the deal. You're going to have to take more initiative. And the reason is because he's really trained himself to not want to be sexual with you because, I mean, think about it. Here's a man who loves you, and sex should feel the ultimate communication and the ultimate closeness, and he feels that he's hurting you.
Right.
That's kind of a mixed message to his head, his heart, and his penis all at the same time.
Okay.
Which means, and you're saying, okay, it's all okay now, and he doesn't know if you're saying that because you're afraid that he's getting horny or he's going to leave you, so he doesn't believe it at this moment. So this is going to fall on your shoulders for right now. And that should not necessarily be burdensome. I mean, this is your chance to kind of, I did an interview, as I said, with somebody early this morning. His name is Lillian, who's got a radio program called Sexy at 60. And, and her point, which was sort of irrelevant to our discussion, except to say that she sort of says that she feels that she's really come into her own since she hit 60, and that she can't leave the house without full makeup and looking adorable, and she flirts with everybody. And and my kind of point of view, you know, as a little feminist I am, is saying, well, that's great, unless you're trying to get a raise from your boss, and then you don't want to come across as sexy, you want to come across as competent. So, but her point, which is much more germane to your phone call than my point is, that if you've been giving one kind of vibe, one kind of message to your partner, and you're changing that message, then it's incumbent upon you to say, okay, I'm now going to become sexy Susanna, and which may mean buying some new underwear, or you know, seducing him, or buying the joy of sex, which actually has nothing to do with me, and saying, all right, page 38 tonight, or you pick a night, or you're going to be be your sex slave tonight, you be my sex slave tomorrow night. Let me put you on hold for just a minute and walk you through a little bit more of this, John. I'll get to you in a moment. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now we're talking with Susanna, who has a relatively recent marriage. It's only a year and a half old. And it's not really what either of them wanted their relationship to be. They were together 25 years ago, which is a good news, bad news situation. The good news is the two of you feel like you have history together, even longer than his marriage. The bad news is that the two of you may get entangled with who both of you were then as opposed to who both of you are now. And that's really one of the sort of hidden sort of snares, you know, pitfalls of an older relationship is that you fantasize about who both of you were, and neither of you are that person anymore. But I mean, you're both older, wiser, hopefully more charming, and but different. And sometimes you don't quite put that in the mix. But what sort of touched this whole thing off, which in the long run may be the best thing that ever happened to your marriage, is Susanna's husband ran into his ex. And they had a really good conversation, and he came home and shared it with Susanna, who took umbrage. And my guess is that your husband came in feeling great about himself and was sharing it with his lady love, and instead of his lady love putting her arms around him and saying, "Oh, honey, that's great. I'm so pleased for you," he said, "Oh, well, are you dumping me?" And he was hurt. So instead of saying, "No, you know, I just want to share this with you because you're my love and I'm feeling great and I really want to work on a marriage." If he said that, he would have been a woman. Men don't talk like that. They don't think like that. They don't respond like that. So, and you hurt his feelings. So, but the deal is, we've got a short-term problem and a long-term problem. The short-term problem is you're going to have to go and say, "That was really stupid. You know, and I was feeling a little threatened, and of course I'm delighted that the two of you had a long, important relationship, and I'm glad you're feeling better, and congratulations. Now, here's what I want to tell you. I'm going to be in charge of our sex life for the next month, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to approach you. I don't know how often, and you and I need to talk about that. I don't know if every night is going to be exhausting to you and exhausting to him. But exhausting to him is okay. Exhausting to you is not workable. Because, and you have to make sure that if you approach him and he says, "Not tonight, honey," you don't get your feelings hurt and just turn off. This has to be the Susanna taking of Atlanta or taking of your husband. You have to view this as a courtship, that you're really going to show him that, number one, you're hot after his bod. Second of all, that you're willing to take the initiative in your sex life. Number three, that you really do love him, and that you really do value him. So, and understand that he's gotten his feelings hurt a couple times sexually, which is when we're feeling really vulnerable. And it's not that it's payback time. It's that you have to mount this campaign and understand that this is a project. This is something that's really important to you and to him. And in the same way, do you work outside the home?
I do, yes.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm in sales.
Perfect. You know, I knew that somehow. I swear to you, that was, because I was going to tell you what I was going to use, and I was relatively certain that it's what you were, is I changed my life a couple of months ago because I decided that I was going to take a page from a sales handbook. As you know, salespeople never take no answer. They never take no for an answer. They are absolutely tenacious as the very Dickens. They're always positive. They're always cheerful. And that no is just, halfway to, "Okay, well, I'll call you again tomorrow." So what you have to view yourself as doing at this moment is selling not so much yourself, because he's already bought that, but you're selling the notion that sex is something that I want with you, I enjoy with you, I'm willing to take the risk with you, I'm willing to be vulnerable with you. So you're going to be unfailingly cheerful, polite, tenacious, and just have, this should be really fun. At the end of a month, either your marriage and your sex life is going to be in significantly better shape, or it won't. If it's not, then what if you think, then something else is going on, but at least we'll figure out what it is.
Yeah, great advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have fun. 855-99-DR-JOY. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, I'm 6'2". You don't have to tell me, but how tall are you?
I'm perfectly willing to tell you. Why do you care?
Well, I always gravitate toward tall women. I don't know. Ever since I was a teenager, you know, if I saw a tall woman, you know, any place, walking down the street, you know, a bug in my head, you know, just goes like that. You know what I mean?
So if I tell you I'm 4'8", you're not going to like me as much on the air?
Not too much.
Well, I'm not. I'm actually 5'9". Sorry to disappoint you, but what can I tell you?
Very good. And you must have been the tallest person in your high school, right? Or one of them.
Well, I was a tall girl. They're right. Guys are, yeah. I'm just under 5'9", actually. I was never the tallest girl even in my class, but I was certainly in the group that were taller. In junior high school, the girls were taller, but by the time, in fact, I think even in junior high school, a couple of the guys were the same height. But no, I've never been the tallest, and my daughter is 6'2", but she's spoken for.
Very good, very good.
Thank you. Okay. She wasn't 6'2 when she was born. It's okay. All right? So I've somehow redeemed myself. I'm not sure exactly why it makes a difference on the radio, but I am, in fact, just under 5'9".
Very good. Very good. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I don't even know what to say about that.
Where do you go from there, right?
I don't know. I don't know. And sometimes I wear high heels. At least he didn't ask what I was wearing, right? So that's,
right.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right. So, Shane, what have I got? 2 minutes here, Matt?
Manny.
I know. I just had...
We got time to get that straightened out.
Do I have time to put Shane on here for his...
We got about a minute.
I don't think that's long enough.
Well, actually, you know what? We got...
We had two, I think, when I asked.
We got a minute
and
a half.
Yeah, I thought we had two when I asked. All right, well, I'll tell you what. When we come back... All right, so I'll tell you what. The Manning boys, see, that's what got me confused, is I was thinking Manny and Manning at the same time. So I got to Manny.
It's an easy mix-up. That's all right.
No, it was wrong. All right, so here, the Manning boys, Peyton and Eli, I think won the award for the most interceptions by a family. Over.
So it was pretty close. They had a similar number a couple of years ago. They combined for one.
Yeah, well, it was seven, I think. Eli had five, and Peyton had two. And
yeah.
I mean, the unusual thing, that's a lot even for Eli, but Eli has, I think, been averaging a lot of interceptions. Mm-hmm. But Peyton never gets interceptions, and the Manning family did not have a good weekend. Maybe you should change your name to Maddie. You know, just for the weekend, just till it sort of blows
just
over.
Although
it does seem to me that somehow we should have expected this, because the number one movie, which I said on Friday was going to be the number one movie, was Dumb and Dumber. when they won't show it to critics, that gives you a hint. You know, and they say, no, you can't see this movie.
Pretty good sign, right?
Yeah, so Jim Carrey and, Jeff Daniels has had a career, And Jeff Daniels is actually a very nice guy. He's blind as a bat, it turns out. I ran into him.
Really?
And he was jogging out of Central Park. And he has really thick glasses. He's a very nice guy. But I didn't know that. I suppose that's about as relevant as asking how tall I am. What can I tell you? All right, Manny. Manny, how tall are you?
I'm about 6'1 and a half.
Okay, how tall is Shane?
About 6 feet, he says.
So we're the tall guys. That's it. We're gonna get T-shirts.
The Twin Towers.
Joy's Tall Boys. All right, 855. When we come back, either phone calls or Shane or both. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes find breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. Not a bad time to call me. Got something on your mind. All right, Shane, darling.
Yes.
All right, so explain to people, because you came up with this idea.
Yes. Yeah.
What's
well, apparently today is National Farm Joke Day.
Yeah, I wonder who came up with that.
Yeah.
All right, now this is not Farmer's Daughter, right? This is Farmer's.
I think it's just Farm.
It's a different thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Farm
All right.
Joke Day, yes.
All right. So, and you had something to contribute to this day, right?
It's terrible. I don't know if you'd call it a contribution, but
well, yes, it is a little alarming, but I decided, so I said when Manny came on this morning, I said, "Well, do you want to do this, or you know, do you want Shane to do it?" I know I'm doing 14 things at the same time.
That's all right.
And he said, "No." Both guys said, "No, you can do it." And I said, "No, I'm not doing it. My credibility is at stake." All right, so let's hear.
All right. So here's the big fantastic joke for the day. So there's a farmer.
Right, now, wait a minute. We need to reiterate.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That
it's
this
National Farm Joke Day.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So there's a farmer, and he's milking a cow, and a fly flies into the barn and flies into the cow's ear. And the farmer doesn't think a whole lot of it until it comes out, you know, sprays out through the milk, and turns out it went in one ear and came out the udder. Okay, that's terrible. That's just terrible.
That is.
But ching.
Do we have anything that boos people?
Yeah, I know. We need. Well, you guys could just boo me.
All right, that's all right.
The sound of chucking tomatoes at Jane.
All right, here, let's go 1, 2, 3. Boo. Well, I suppose we shouldn't actually boo somebody. I don't know. Maybe we should boo somebody. Well, I mean, I must say, having said that, Manny, did you laugh?
I chuckled a little bit.
Yeah, I did too. So I thought, all right, if anybody else has, well, and that should be National Pun Day too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, we love puns. Puns are the lowest form of humor, but we love them all. Let's admit it. So here's the deal. If you have, you cannot call and tell me a farmer's daughter joke, because I think all of those are filthy. But if you have a farm joke, you can tell. I'm trying to think if I know any farm jokes. Probably, but maybe I should behave. All righty.
It's a family program, Troy.
It is a family program. There we go. All right. So one of the things that we talked about last week, let me tell you why we came up with this. As I said, I've been catching up on movies, especially ones that that are nominated for up for awards or potentially up for awards. And so I saw The Judge. Have either of you guys seen that? The Robert Downey Jr.?
I have not seen it. I've been wanting to see it, but I haven't yet.
I actually liked it a lot.
Okay.
The reason I think it didn't do very well is because it's pretty, what's the word I want? It's a little schmaltzy. It's a little, you know, there's some things in it that are a little silly. But having said that, I thought the performances were terrific, mm-hmm. especially Robert Downey Jr. And I don't know how much of it was ad-lib or not. But at one point, they're looking for let me just give you briefly, and again, you can check out my website for the review. But basically the story is that Robert Downey Jr. is a son, and he's kind of a shyster lawyer, in that he only, at one point, the district attorney says, you know, you only defend bad guys, and he said, innocent people can't afford me. So, that's the kind of setup. And it turns out his father is accused of a crime which it's not really exactly relevant at this particular moment, but because you'd go see the movie if you want to. So Robert Downey goes down to his hometown, goes back home to where he lives, small town boy, and to act as his father's lawyer. And they're doing jury selection. And one of the things that Robert Downey Jr. asked for the jury selection is, do any of you have bumper stickers? Which I thought was just kind of a way of being kind of, you know, rednecky. But it turns out that a bunch of people raised their hand. And so he asks, and he goes further than that, and he says, what's on your bumper sticker? And one of the guys says, and this is the last one, so it's the farm joke, I guess. So his bumper sticker says, lost my wife and my dog, reward offered for return of dog. Are you guys laughing? Apparently they're not.
Yes.
Not so much. Okay, it's a delayed laugh. All right, fair enough, I'll take it. All right, so that's the idea of the bumper sticker. So I thought, if you had a bumper sticker, what would your bumper sticker say? Do you guys have any bumper stickers that first of all, do either of you have bumper stickers?
I don't have any.
No, I don't either.
Neither. I don't even have a car. So, although I had a bumper sticker on my daughter once when she was little, because we were campaigning for a miscellaneous president, and we just put a bumper sticker on her on her diaper, which seemed appropriate, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, if you had a bumper sticker, what would yours say? Do you guys have any idea?
Well, there's a saying that I kind of like to live by. It's called create your own destiny. So I probably have something like that.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What about you, Shane? Anything?
Boy, I have no idea.
All right, I'll tell you what I'd probably do, because I was thinking about this a little bit this morning, and I thought I would. It's one of my favorite statements, which is life is daring risk or it's nothing at all. Do you know who said that?
Mm-mm.
Helen Keller.
Okay. Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I figure if Helen Keller can live that, then the rest of us can as well.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, you know, that life is short and unpredictable. I would probably also say eat dessert first, but, you know, that seems to me, you know, that I could... I like life is daring risk, it's nothing at all. All right, so can you guys... Manny, do you have... Have you on Facebook people's bumper stickers ready to share with us?
Yeah, well, here's one that I noticed that was pretty cool. It says, "Don't like to smell my exhaust? Tune in to Dr. Joy for fresh air." I thought that was pretty good.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's somebody there. Yeah, they actually said that.
Wow. Yeah,
that's a pretty good one.
I love that one. Wow. I'll tell you, I was, as I said, I was at my mom's house over the weekend, and one of the things that... that she has is one of those little wound-up toys. You know, there was a place in New York, I don't know if it still exists, it was called Last Wound-Up, and they have, you know, little toys that you can... I had one that was a dinosaur that, you know, you wind them up and they do things like spit fire. But one of my favorites for those was Don't Postpone Joy.
Nice.
I thought that was kind of cool, yeah.
Nice.
But so you don't like the smell of my exhaust? Turn Dr. Joy for fresh air.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Is that a real bumper sticker? Somebody just made that up. Well, I don't care. I love it anyway.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good one, I think.
Yeah, that's really great. All right, maybe we should. Maybe I could have another failed venture. I had my T-shirts. Oh, how are we doing on that, Shane? Did we ever figure out how people could order the T-shirts?
Yes.
Are we still working then?
Well, I had a couple, or I think the one person that we had call in said something about they couldn't email through the site, but we checked that out, and they should be able to, so if they just want to try that again,
okay.
It definitely should be coming through. I did a test, and also our web guy, Daniel, did a test, and both of us had our emails go through, so I'm not sure the problem they were having. But
all right, well, hopefully she'll try that again, because she wanted stupid and cheerful T-shirts and baseball hats for Christmas. So if we get them done, you know, quickly, we'll probably do that. All right. What else? So I love that. All right. Let's keep going.
There's one that says, "Eat more fish. It's good for you."
Yeah, that's certainly politically, you know, right there in the middle. Okay. Does it have a picture of a cow on it or something?
No.
Then it would be a political dump. All right, fair enough.
Right. There's another one. There are no destinations, just journeys.
Cute. Very zen.
Let's see here. Got some ones that aren't politically okay. Aren't arable, I guess.
Really?
To put it nicely.
Somebody was being naughty with us?
Yeah, there's a couple. One.
Wow.
One says, "Get off your phone." That's actually a pretty good one. Another one, "Plan ahead."
Well, "Get off your phone" is a good one.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good one.
It's a really good one, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We like that a lot.
Because, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm guilty of being on my phone while driving. I'm not a texter.
Oh, no.
I'm not a texter, though. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but it turns out that being on your phone is the equivalent of having a couple of drinks in terms of your level of concentration.
I better not do that anymore.
Yeah, let's have you not do that anymore.
I do the same thing. I'm guilty of that myself. I need to get better about
that. All right, yeah, listen, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. We had one of my producers wouldn't wear his seatbelt, and we got such an outcry that he now wears a seatbelt. So you guys have to stop being on your phone, all right?
Yeah.
Because I want you safe and sound and sending good examples. All right, fair enough. We'll come back. More bumper stickers. Good time for you to call 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about bumper stickers and what you would write on a bumper sticker or what you have on a bumper sticker, either one. The idea came from the movie The Judge because as Robert Downey Jr. is doing jury selection, he asked people, do they have any bumper stickers? And it turns out that a bunch do, and he asked them what their bumper sticker said, and then he sort of chose them, either chose them or didn't choose them on the basis of what their bumper sticker said. Which is sort of an interesting idea, probably as quick a way as any. I just thought it was a really interesting technique, and my guess is a whole bunch of lawyers have now stolen the idea.
Yeah.
Because it's a shorthand way of sort of understanding what's important to people or what, you know. So it really is kind of cool. Mm. All right, so lay on me some more.
Well, we have one from Jody. She says, more talk, less text, which kind of goes back to what we were talking about before the break.
Yeah, well, I agree that, first of all, more talk, less text, but not necessarily in your car. But,
right.
You know, there's a whole generation of kids who, you know, they don't even email anymore. They never talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But what they basically do is they text.
Yeah. You know, and I'm even guilty of that myself. Like, I remember back when I was younger, you know, when people were texting probably even more so than they do now, you know, I was always kind of like, well, I don't get the point of texting. What's wrong with just calling somebody on the phone? Now it's like I'm the complete opposite. Now it's like I probably text a lot more than I should instead of
calling
on the
phone. I can remember somebody emailed. I can remember being at a conference for media professionals and saying that I thought that email was a trap for talk show hosts, because first of all, if somebody emailed you, number one, they expected a response, and number two, they expected a response quickly.
Right.
And therefore, if you're going to do it, you had to either be prepared to do that or hire some. And hiring somebody to do it wasn't really a very good idea either,
mm-hmm.
because people really don't necessarily want to be talking with your assistant. They want to talk with you. So it was, either way you look at it, it's not a very good idea. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, and talking with one of the people that I knew very well would never pick up the phone and call you. She would email, and it just irritated the daylights out of me because I wouldn't check my email all that often. But now everybody checks their. Do you know the average amount of time people check their phone for email on a daily basis?
What's that?
Would you like to guess? I actually found the statistic about 2 weeks ago.
I'm going to say 4 times an hour.
Over what period of time? How many hours?
I'll say over about an 8-hour period.
Well, that's 32. It turns out if you'd said 10, you would have been closer. It's 43 times a day.
Mm. Wow.
Have you ever checked your email in the middle of the night?
No.
You have.
I typically, my phone is, I usually don't touch it once I'm, you know.
Once you're out.
Yeah.
Well, so I drink a lot of water, which means, you know, I'm sort of like male like that in that I usually get up at least once in the middle of the night to tinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not so much male as I have 5 younger brothers and sisters, and there was one bathroom. And so if you woke, you know, if you waited till morning to use the bathroom, quite often there was a long line. And you sort of learned that when your bladder gave you any kind of, you know, minor kind of little mm-mm, that you got up and tinkled then when you could, because it was quite possible that by the time you were able to get to the bathroom, you were going to be in serious distress.
Right.
And so I think I've just taught my bladder that basically, you know, when in doubt, go. And so sometimes in the middle of the night, depending on what time it really is, I'll go and check my phone.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? All right, so
got a couple more
talk, less text. Keep going.
Got a couple more. One is from Lorraine. Got two of them from Lorraine, actually.
Two from Lorraine.
Yeah. What's your hurry? And and the next one she posted kind of feeds off of that one. Speeding may never get you there, which kind of makes sense because if you're speeding, you might get pulled over and
crash
down
into somebody. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Well, you know, sensible, but. My guess is that if someone's close enough to read that, that's the joke, right? If you're close enough to read this, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Back off.
One more. Good job. You made it to the red light before me.
That's a good one. I like that one a lot.
That is pretty good.
Because, I mean, people cutting in front and, you know, where was I this? At the airline, you know. Again, there's something about air travel that brings out the worst in people. I swear to you. That people said, no, everybody's got an assigned seat, right? Although part of it may be the overhead, you know, the room in the overhead.
Yeah.
But that people would sort of crash in front of me in the line. And I always let them go. I thought, you know, if it's that important to them, I don't want to get between somebody for whom that's really important. Because, you know, you don't want to get between people and what's really important to them. And if getting on the plane before I do is important to them, you just go right ahead, old baby cakes. You just get right on there. Yeah. Right. So we, and look, let me just say one thing, because I almost never have to do this. But apparently, and apparently it's only one of you, but no swearing on my websites, okay? Because it'll just start a war. It's just sort of not who we are, and so don't do that.
It's not very nice.
Yeah, at least if you're going to do it, put dot, dot, dot or something, all right? So yeah. We don't, because I don't want to have
yourself.
To... Yeah, yeah, come on. Come on. You, there are other places you can do that. Just don't do it on mine, all right? Fair enough. It's not even a scolding. It's just kind of a minor request, please don't do that. Because you guys are uniformly polite to me on the air. You know, you don't swear at me. You seldom even yell at me. So, come on. There we go. That was my lecture for the day.
I agree.
All right. So, and nobody's called us up with farm jokes.
Nobody has. I think people are pondering some good ones, I think.
Well, you know, I wonder whether or not there are actually that many farm jokes. I mean, as again, I know there are farmers' daughters' jokes, but we're not going to do those because they're tacky.
A couple more bumper sticker
All right, a couple more bumper stickers. Go ahead.
Less judgment, more curiosity.
Yay! When in doubt, be curious, not furious. Amen.
And that's from Martha. And then from Christine, you still have time on the clock. So...
I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it sounds...
I guess it could mean a lot of different things.
Yeah, that's a kind of very zen. You know, one of the things I'm trying to get out of Denver, it turns out that I actually took one of the shuttles from the Denver airport, and the person I was with got lost five separate times in an hour. So a trip that should have taken about 20 minutes took about an hour and a half. But I did get... I don't know how many of you folks know Denver, but before there was DAI, which is probably one of my least favorite airports in the universe, there was Stapleton Airfield. And Stapleton Airfield originally, during World War II, was an Air Force base, and still was. But they also had Stapleton Field, which was the airport. It was Stapleton Airport, which was much closer. I mean, like 20 minutes from downtown, as opposed to DAI, which is like 45 minutes if you're lucky. But at any rate, but they've turned it into kind of a housing community. I swear there have got to be 10,000 new homes out there. And we got really lost in it, but at least I did get to see that. What can I tell you? I'll tell you about my cab driver maybe next hour. 855-99-DR-JOY. Good time to call me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.